Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
I think I'm with y'all. The rain has made me sleepy, too. But that's all right. This morning, I'm going to tell you a story about the protection of God, the wonderful, powerful protection of God. And you've probably heard it before, but it's one of my favorites, and I think it's just so amazing. I never get tired of hearing it. So we're going to talk about the fire in the furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon made a very tall gold statue. He sent messages to the most important officials throughout his kingdom. They were to come and worship the statue. After they arrived, a messenger gave the king's command. When the musicians begin to play, everyone must bow down and worship the king's statue, he said. Anyone who does not do this will be thrown into a furnace filled with a blazing fire. The musicians began to play, and the officials bowed down to worship the statue. But Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, would not do it. They would not worship anyone but God. Some officials complained to the king about this. The angry king commanded the three to be brought to him. Is it true that you will not do what I commanded? He asked. I'll give you another chance. If you don't bow down to my statue this time, I will throw you into a furnace filled with fire. We cannot worship the gold statue, they said. We are not afraid. If you throw us into a furnace, our God can save us. But even if he doesn't, we still will not worship your gods. Oh my goodness. The king was furious by now. He commanded his officers to heat the furnace 7 times hotter than usual. 7 times hotter. Then he had his strongest men tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the furnace. The men who threw them into the fire died from the heat. Now, they died for obeying the king. They bowed down, but they still died. And suddenly, the king shouted, look, we threw 3 men into the furnace, and now there are 4. Who do you guys think the 4th man was? Jesus, that's right. There are walking around in the flames and not tied up, and the 4th looks like a god. Then Nebuchadnezzar called for the men to come out of the furnace. The king and his advisors were amazed. The 3 were not burned. Their clothes were not burned either, not even so much as a scorch. They didn't even smell like smoke, I bet you. Praise to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the king shouted. I am making a new law. Any people who say bad things about the God of these men will be torn apart. Their houses will be torn down too. Then the king gave the three men a big promotion. They became very important men in the province of Babylon. So we see, even though the world around you may be hot, burning, and Satan may try to get you and frighten you with threats of death, you need to understand that Jesus has the power to bring you out untouched, where you won't even smell like smoke. Amen? Thank you.